97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
I saw another whale had washed up. It's becoming a pattern. Is it the windmills? Is it the pounding of the seafloor? How many whales is it going to take?
There aren't many places where the North Atlantic right whale can go. It's destined to extinction.
It sounds like they're going to like pile drive.
What the United States is looking at is thousands of wind turbines in an area that our whales, our dolphins, our marine life, where they live, where they migrate, where they breed.
That is from the documentary Thrown to the Wind. It's about 30 minutes from what I saw. I've watched about half of it. But they're talking about how since 2016, 350 whales have died on the East Coast alone. And they believe it's directly from these wind turbines that are being put up offshore, that they're so focused on climate change that they're jeopardizing marine life. And
wow.
And all these, you know, environmentalists and the lefties who are so worried about all this stuff are silent about it. I'll admit, I did not know much about this whole situation until I was listening to Donald Trump's interview on Joe Rogan's podcast, and he was talking about it. Play that clip for us, Carl.
What is happening with the whales? I've read about this.
Well, they say that the wind drives them crazy. You know, it's a vibration because you have those, you know,
right.
Those things that 50-story buildings, some of them.
Right, and they're 50. Super sensitive to vibrations, you know,
they have
and
those,
sounds.
They, you know, the wind is rushing, the things are blowing, it's a vibration, and it makes noise. You know what it is? I want to be a whale psychiatrist. It drives the whales freaking crazy.
Yes.
And something happens with them. But for whatever reason, they're getting washed up on shore, and, you know, and yet the environmentalists...
Conveniently ignored by the environmental
people. Yeah, but the environmentalists, they don't talk about it.
Maybe that's what Trump would do if he wasn't running for president.
It's sort of like Kamala Harris's voice does that to me. Maybe I'll wash up on shore.
Some of us would prefer that, maybe.
If I washed up on the shore?
Well, if a lot of us would be washed up, but yeah, listening to Kamala Harris, that might be the better option.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's just fascinating. Now, you know, that's just a good example. You played that bite from the Joe Rogan interview. I've got another one from that interview this morning here. What a wide-ranging conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine Kamala Harris sitting down and having anything resembling a conversation, an intelligent conversation regarding whales dying off the East Coast? She would have no idea what the hell you were talking about. The East Coast, where's that?
Rogan did a really good job of reining him in because he you know, can go off topic and he can just really focus on, like random stuff that's not that important. But when you can get him back on topic, I mean, that guy has so much just random knowledge. I mean, were you that familiar with this whole situation going on with the whales? They're saying that, whales would wash up on shore and die, but not even remotely close to how often it's happening now. And so you have to ask the question, what has changed? Well, what has changed is they're putting all these wind turbines in. I think they have a shelf life of like 20 years, so they're having to replace them. They're burying the lines basically on the floor, the ocean floor, and so there's obviously work related to that, and so they're saying it's the vibration of these wind turbines that's totally just
screwing up the whales.
And it's funny because if you Google this, naturally you find all these articles that say, scientists say there's no credible evidence linking offshore wind farms to whale deaths. They always want to credit the scientists. And, you know, just basically making anybody who would suggest that, which I guess would in this case be a lot of conservative, lawmakers, that they want to make them seem like they're crazy for even trying to link those two things.
Do you know where there are no wind turbines? Off the coast of Hyannisport. You know what's in Hyannisport? Where all the Kennedys live. Kennedys are the big, it's the NIMBY thing. It's the not in my backyard group. They're the ones that are so they bought into this whole climate change scam. But when it came to putting wind turbines out that would affect their view of their beautiful ocean off of Hyannisport with their multi-million dollar homes, they don't want them there. So they put them in different places other than there, but they are there. And this is something that, I knew birds were dying. I'm not surprised to hear that there are like subsonic tones being put off that would affect whales.
Yeah,
I'm not
the vibrations.
Surprised to hear that at all.
I mean, think about how dependent they are on that and how much that would impact them. You know, I was in Iowa a couple weeks ago, and you know, you see these wind turbines everywhere. But man, there were so many signs in these small towns of people saying, like, stop with the wind turbines. Because I guess there's some legislation that is going to be on the November ballot that they want to get more of these put up. And the farmers are sick and tired of it.
Yeah. Well, and they make money off that. That's another way a lot of those things got in out there. I mean, a lot of the farmers may be opposed to it, but having one of those placed on your property is revenue. Repeated revenue. Like, you make money off them using a piece of your property, and I don't know if you get to share some of the energy or not, but I do know that they get a kickback for that. So that's how they sold it to a lot of these people, and it's ugly. I'm sorry. It's ruined the landscape in a lot of these places.
Yeah. It's funny. It is so funny to me, the hypocrisy. I mean, we point that out in so many areas where the left says one thing and then they do the opposite. And to me, this is just a perfect example of that. If they're so worried, you know, got to get rid of the fossil fuel. We got to make sure that we're all electric vehicles and da, 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 all the things they want to do. And, you know, wind energy. And, okay, well, have you thought about the impact that that's having? Because it's so easy for them just to, you know, ignore the parts that aren't so pretty about what they're trying to do. And this would be one of them. How can you possibly explain to me how 350 whales have died along the East Coast since 2016? I mean, seriously, for just the beginning of 2023, so the first 6 months of 2023, I think they were saying some 60 whales alone had washed up on shore. So, some guy, you know, marine biologist was interviewed in this documentary, and he's like, you know, I'd see a whale or two, you know, maybe once a year. He's like, I saw four whales wash up on shore, like, within a matter of days.
I was about to ask, what's the rate been up until these were put in?
Like, I mean, way
rare,
less.
Rare?
A handful a year. Nothing close to what we're seeing now, where you're seeing multiple whales wash up in a matter of days. And these are multiple types of whales. And you heard the one woman there in the documentary who, she lives in New Hampshire, and she's been going out and studying all of this. And she's saying how frustrated she is, feeling like, you know, oh, climate change, we got to make sure we address climate change. And she says, why is nobody willing to admit that this could have implications that maybe they didn't already consider could happen? I don't know.
Because they're all in.
Well, yeah. But I mean, think about where we are going to be in 5 years. If this is the direction we're going now, you have the Biden administration talking about wanting to make all these other changes to address climate change, because that's one of their top concerns. And I don't even think that reflects what the American people are most concerned about. I think most Americans are concerned about the economy. Can I pay for groceries? Can I afford my house payment? You know, all kinds of issues that have nothing to do with climate change.
I just don't think you truly appreciate how right these people are and how wrong you are, Kim.
That's true. Thank you for pointing that out.
I really don't think so, but I can give you an example here.
I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words, and yet I'm one of the lucky ones.
You have stolen my dreams.
Stolen my dreams. People are dying, she says. Hold on, wait for it.
People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
How dare you? Well, it sounds like the whales are dying, so there's that.
Yeah, I wonder how Greta feels about that, wherever she is these days.
Kamala doesn't care.
Yeah.
Just make sure you don't say Merry Christmas, because how dare you say that? That's what Kamala's focused
on. Say Merry
how dare you?
How dare you?
It won't be a Merry Christmas.
Get more at 971talk.com.